Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Florida, the Sunzeit State. Be better if it was the Sunlight State. That would make more sense. But it's the, anyways, that is courtesy of Johnny Davis, maybe, or the Brew, Uncle Brew. We went back to the oldies but goodies, the license plate based short show trend puns. Because I don't know what else to say at the top of this show. It's a tough one. I am Jack, and I am joined today by the brave and talented super producer, Becca Ramos!
Hello, not brave.
You're brave to be co-hosting this one. This is a tough one.
It's a big one. Here we go.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody's talking about Ukraine. Russia invaded, like, full out. All directions, blitzkrieg is a word that has been used by people on the ground in Ukraine. So I actually, that's like kind of where I wanted to start is, you know, I'm passively observing the memes and the mainstream media because it's my job to observe those things. But for information, I'm trying to rely only on people who are actually on the ground firsthand, like Robert Evans knows a lot of them because he's been reporting on Ukraine for a long time. Jake Hanrahan was just there. Those are two people, former TDZ guests who I follow on Twitter and seem to be up on this shit. So, but through them, I've been able to like find people who are just, you know, taking pictures or being like, hey, so, you know, in my neighborhood, people are wondering if they should still go into work while like a fighter jet flies overhead. And it's really horrifying shit, but I don't know. How are you doing, Becca?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this before we hopped on today about how much I feel like lost in the conversation because it's so much memes and not enough coverage of what's actually happening. It's a lot of jokes about, oh my God, like thought I just ended COVID, but now I'm in World War III. And I think it's like a very privileged place coming from the United States to be making any sort of jokes, because we just do not know what it's like to be a part of a war-torn country. Like 9/11 was our closest encounter, and we do not let it go, obviously. It's never forget 9/11. And it's the one time we've ever experienced that. And I didn't even, right? Like, I lived in Texas, I live in New York City now, so it is a very different experience. But it's been, I think, overwhelming. I've been trying to get to the bottom as to why it's even happening. We've been kind of, as a show, talking about it on the sidelines for a while, this like almost joke that like, oh, is World War III about to bubble? Tension is clearly happening in Ukraine and Russia. But now that it's actually happening, and I saw the graphic from the New York Times where it's showing you all the different spots that Russia's bombing Ukraine, it's like, oh shit, like this is really scary and sad. And, you know, haven't, as I think, from an American perspective, seen something like that since, you know, talked about in a textbook per se, since like World War II, like that type of like global scale Russian infiltration. But I wanted to read this quote that I saw online from, the handle is But I'm Kim Tran. It says, to a lot of Americans, war is abstract, unfathomable. You've never seen a city in pieces. You've never feared a war planes overhead. It's so surreal that perhaps you reach for a joke out of discomfort. If this is you, don't. It's okay to not understand something, to not have had your own life shaped by it. It's unconscionable to turn the space of unknowing into something that trivializes incredible suffering. I definitely resonated with this just because I've definitely felt uneasy seeing all the jokes and not enough about like what is actually happening. So just something to think about. I think if you're someone who's been sharing jokes online, you know, be a little bit empathetic, I think, of what other people are actually going through. It's so easy to trivialize it when it's digitalized like this. Like, we're not facing it head on. So I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings about what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the footage from people on the ground is, I mean, worth watching. But also, I think a lot of people are pointing out that stuff is getting mixed in that is from days or years ago. It's a mess. So like, you know, it's not just finding people who have a video they say is what's happening on the ground. It's like finding people that you can trust with what is happening on the ground. I do find myself just naturally, as an elder millennial, drawn to the mainstream media at times like this more than any other time. And I'm sure there is a pro-military industrial complex bent to the version of things that we get, like even on the front page of the New York Times. But it's hard to break that habit, because also they have the budget and reporting resources to like
cover the story. Yeah.
and the, you know, journalistic intent to at least not repost a, you know, clip from Rambo 2 and claim that it's what's happening on the ground.
I have one question though, and it might be more than our Ukraine for Dummies conversation here, but when I'm seeing the stuff about Ukraine, I'm wondering, why are we getting these World War III notions that we haven't, I guess, had with other war-torn countries? Like, you know, I feel like there's been conversation about genocide in other, you know, like countries around the world in the past few years. I mean, we have chosen to go to war with the Middle East many times, and have also, as you all talk about in tomorrow's show, like we are not, what's the word I'm looking for? Guilt-free in the way that Russia is acting towards Ukraine as us to the Middle East. So I wonder why now it's called World War III. Is it because of the NATO conversation? Is it because of Russia's history with World War II and World War I, versus like, I feel like these conversations get ignored when it's, you know, I guess black and brown countries.
Yeah. So that's a great question. That actually was like something I was trying to research earlier. Like I was wondering if it was possibly because of how strategically significant Ukraine is like touching kind of not Western Europe necessarily, but like Romania and Poland are,
it's European still.
European countries. Yeah. So it's, I think that is a part of it. I think the fact that one of the main parties is Russia is probably a part of it. Although you may notice that one of the main parties in the unilateral wars that America waged was also part one of the people who everyone expected to be in World War III. So that's probably just an American-centric point of view. And then I think it's all those things. I also think it's probably an exciting thing. Like it's a meme that it just like sticks in people's head better than another thing. I have also seen people claim that militarily it's like the biggest invasion since World War II.
Okay.
And I have not had a chance to fact check that.
But I mean, like that graphic I saw in the New York Times, that makes sense. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy.
A lot of arrows, but that's a good question. I think it'll remain to be seen. And super producer Brian also pointed out that the World War III thing might be coming from, in addition to memories of everybody expecting World War III to be the US and Russia, the fact that Russia is one of the other countries that could like sort of unilaterally end the world at any moment, along with the US though. So just other like kind of Ukraine for dummies things that I wanted to look up this morning. Like I didn't know how populous Ukraine was. It's 41 million people. So for people with similarly, you know, US centric brains, like California is the most populous US state. It has 39 million people and it's 233,000 square miles. California is 163,000. So it's like a little smaller than Texas, basically. Mm. Just that helps me like kind of
visualize the surface area of like
visualize
what's
going it. On. And yeah, just like also, you know, as they're talking, like just realize this is happening to real people in a place I haven't been, but like these are people in an area who are like living their lives. And I don't know. I think because I was raised in the 90s and had like this sort of CNN poisoned view of like, well, those are places that you see on the news, but they're not real. Or like, I don't even like, they're almost like a simulacrum, like sort of not a real, like they aren't in my brain as a real place.
Yeah.
They're as a like projection of like news footage.
Yeah.
So for some reason I always like to look at that when I'm trying to like understand of just like spatial and population comparisons to places that I have been.
Well, and I think we have such a distortion being here in the United States because the United States is so big. Like it's like, it's huge. Like you just said, like this is about the size of, you know, a little bit under Texas, population of California, like, and that's one state of our 50, you know, states like that. But like, that's their whole world. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually like, Texas is fucking massive.
Texas
like,
is
I know
huge.
You're right. You lived there a lot. Like Texas is its own country, like just in terms of how massive it is. But anyways, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some sort of secondary things happening as a result of this story that is sort of the main thing that everybody is watching right now.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and Sean Penn is on the ground in Ukraine filming a documentary about Russia's invasion with Vice, I guess. I don't know how this makes me feel.
Yeah. I want to know when he made the choice to go out there. Was it as it was bubbling? Was this, you know, in the long process? I am unsure. Didn't give too many details. By studios didn't give too many details, but there's this quote from Variety. Our country is grateful to him for such a show of courage and honesty. Sean Penn is demonstrating bravery that many others have been lacking, in particular some Western politicians. And I don't know, that doesn't sit right with me personally. I mean, not that I think any of our politicians are brave by any means, but I'm just like, why are you there? You know, like,
say it to Ted Cruz's face. Say it to my boy Ted Cruz's face, bro.
She's like, I don't know if Sean Penn needs to be the voice of the American perspective of what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. Like,
he should, if he wants to elevate people, like, there are just better people to do this. It just feels a little like disaster tourism or like this sort of, I don't know.
I did not know that. Super Producer Brian just said that Sean Penn, pulled up to Hurricane Katrina's speedboat. So maybe he just loves disaster journalism. It's his thing. I had no idea. That's so dystopic. As someone who lived in Texas during Hurricane Katrina, that is so yucky. It was an intense time.
Yeah. But good photo op. He looked fucking cool as hell. Anyways, we know how Sean Penn, like that's the first question on people's minds. What's Sean Penn's take on Ukraine?
And it was what I Googled. What's it was the first thing to? I looked up. Sean Penn,
that was amazing.
Ukraine.
It wasn't like that this was a headline. You were just like, wait, where's Penn at? Give me the latest. Get me eyes on Penn. My impression of you is Donald Trump, I guess, apparently. But speaking of Donald Trump and Michael Flynn have been weighing in a, I guess you can't be surprised that anytime he is kind of pro Putin, because he's just like, it's one of the most continuously astounding things about him is his flattery and admiration just openly for Putin. But he's sort of narrating his thoughts as this is going on. I think at a banquet or a fundraiser or something, he said, I mean, he's taken over a country for $2 worth of sanctions. I'd say that's pretty smart. And then saying that Ukraine is a, quote, great piece of land with a lot of people, as if describing a investment property.
I love that. I love talking about people's home and where they consider, you know, their culture, their safety is a great piece of land and business opportunity.
Right. So, and then Michael Flynn kind of went off at Biden for ignoring and laughing at Putin's legitimate security concerns and legitimate ethnic problems
in the Ukraine,
which that was another thing that I knew you weren't supposed to say the Ukraine and instead call it Ukraine. But the reasoning behind that makes total sense to me is that Russia wants you to call it the Ukraine because it suggests that it is a region and not a sovereign nation. So it's like, we don't call Florida the Florida, but we do call it part of the South, which is a region of the U.S., right?
I mean, words matter. Like, how you say things really impact.
And Flynn, he's all on board, all aboard the Ukraine side of things. So I know that a lot of people, like one of the uglier things we're seeing in the aftermath, not even nearly one of the uglier things, one of the just like more predictable and exhausting things we're seeing is Republicans being like, thanks a lot, Brandon, and Democrats being like, the Republicans want Putin to win. And in one case, I guess this is just like, man, it would be weird if Donald Trump had won the presidency as he was so close to doing. And like, we were watching this happen while the president like openly rooted for
Russia.
Putin. Yeah.
I'm glad we're not living in that timeline. Not that right now it's any better, but it's slightly better than that one.
Slightly better. We have, I guess there's not much on China. That's just seems to be something that people are talking about because like there is a partnership between Russia and China because they're both massive countries and they rely on each other to sort of make themselves less reliant on the US. Now there's going to be even more severe financial sanctions on Russia, so they will become more reliant on China. And people are also saying that, like, I guess Xi's policy from the start has always been like non-intervention, or that's his outward policy, is like, we don't fuck around in other sovereign nations. What remains to be seen what happens with Taiwan, but I guess they don't consider that to be a sovereign nation. But it's just, people are waiting to see, and like that was also one of my first instincts, is like, where is China going to fall on all of this? So I don't know. The mainstream media outlets are like, she may be embarrassed, but I'll just read a direct quote. She may be embarrassed, but he can console himself with leverage. So it's like a Us Weekly Hot or Not about fucking global leaders. And Bitcoin and Ether plunge as Russia attacks Ukraine was a headline I was seeing a lot. I thought Bitcoin and Ether were supposed to be like these things that are there in case the systems crumble, like to, you know, make people less reliant on the global and national like banking systems. But it does seem like every time there's a bad shit is happening, they go down. Art Briles. This is somebody I was not familiar with, or I knew the scandal. I didn't know his name, but this caught your eye.
Yeah. So this caught my eye. I am a Baylor grad during the Art Briles heyday. I graduated in 2017 from Baylor, and I did put this in there because I think it's important not to get something, even though this feels small, buried. They obviously released the news today. I think in the midst of all the other news, I definitely saw the conversation on Twitter being like, wow, like Grambling State would release this news like while the world is ending so that hopefully no one gives them shit about it. But basically Art Briles, who was a disgraced coach of Baylor University, who got ousted in 2016 for his players committing many sexual assaults against women on Baylor's campus. He has not been hired collegially since then. He's been hired in Canada, and he was doing like a bunch of weird odd jobs, but this is his first like back to like college level, you know, football coaching. I think it's really, you know, gross. I think it's a product of, you know, the misogyny in a lot of sports, and you know, we can only hope there's enough like pushback that he can get ousted again. But he will be replacing Ted White, who left Grambling State to become the new offensive assistant and quarterbacks coach for the Houston Texans. Very full circle moment for Texas, period. But
yeah,
I just, as someone who went to Baylor during this time, he was a very toxic figure. I do hope that like they're taking precautions for the women on that campus, that they have good Title IX policies in place to make sure that they're safe, because it was a really, you know, bad time to be a woman on campus during that era.
Jesus.
It was scary. A lot of women were not taken seriously. There were not even policies back then for sexual assault. There was no Title IX office until after Art Briles got ousted, basically. So yeah, just like put pressure on men who don't deserve positions of power because they let other people assault women. So, you know, just be vigilant, Grambling State.
Yeah. All right. Those are the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, help trans kids in Texas. There are a lot of places you can donate and help the people of Ukraine. All right. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.